When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits here Tuesday, June 29th edition. Hope everybody had a good Monday. It's been a wild one. So there'd be tons of offense. There was tons of offense. At least Freddie Peralta got there. Started out ugly, but he got the job done. A few other pitchers made it happen for us, but the bats for days. Schwarber, another double dong. Ohtani went deep, as we expected. The Red Sox went nuts. The Indians went nuts. Lots and lots of fun for a Monday night. But we go to Tuesday, where we have 15 games to break down for you on a Tuesday. It should be a big one for us. Let's talk about some totals here. Angels, Yankees, 9.5. Marlins, Phillies, 8.5. Mariners, Jays, 10. Tigers, Indians, 9.5. Royals, Red Sox, 10.5. Padres, Reds, 9.5. Mets, Braves, 9. Cubs, Brewers, 7. Twins, White Sox, 8.5. D-backs, Cardinals, 9. Pirates, Rockies, 11. Rangers, A's, 8.5. Giants, Dodgers, 7. So lots and lots going on this 15-game slate. Before we get to that, Rick, check me out on Twitter at BDentric. If you have any questions, hit me up there. Join us in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat. Lots of good stuff there. My written content Monday through Friday is at rotoballer.com. On Tuesday and Thursday is the free DraftKings picks. So go check that out. I'll tweet it out. So will Rotoballer. All the good stuff there. If you can give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. For you season-long fantasy players, on Tuesday, I'll report recording another episode of Benched with Bubba with the one and only Draft Cheat. So come check that one out. Recording early on Tuesday, 8 Pacific time in the morning. So come check that one out. Plus much more over there. The Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and all the good stuff you're looking for your DFS and fantasy needs. Follow me on Twitter at BDentric. All right, 15-game slate. Let's get to the pitching. Brandon Woodruff, 11,000, is the man on a mission, the highest-priced guy on this slate, going up against the Chicago Cubs, a Cubs team that, you know, Ian Happ of all guys hitting below 200 took Peralta deep. Still, Peralta managed to go 6 strong, striking out 8. Woodruff can do just the same. It's a Cubs team we talked about that's absolutely dreadful right now, striking out 30% of the time last month versus righties, hitting a .177 with a 75 WRC plus. We said when they hit it well with over an ISO of 208. So we said that was possible when they actually put it in play. They just don't put it in play a lot. And Peralta threw well. Woodruff can do just the same at 11,000. Very, very much a great play on this slate. Robbie Ray at 10-5 is quite intriguing. He's been absolutely outstanding. 20 or more DK points in 4 of his last 5 starts. In 8 of his last 10 starts, he has put up 20 or more DK points. Now he gets a Seattle Mariners team. It's been, you know, better of late, but still striking out almost 28% of the time versus left-handed pitching over the last month, hitting .233 with a 95 WRC plus. You got a guy like Robbie Ray. The strikeouts have been there. As long as he controls the walks, he's been great, and he's been doing just that this season. You know, 1 walk, 2 walks, 3, no more than 3 walks in any of his last 10 starts, mainly 1 or less in most of those. And the strikeouts have been tremendous. Lots of strikeout upside against this Seattle Mariners team. So a guy like Robbie Ray at 10-5, I don't think a lot of people are going to want to pay for him. When you got Woodruff at 11,000, when you got Buehler at 10-3, Robbie Ray is a great tournament play at that 10-5 price tag that'll kind of go under the radar and should be able to put it together very, very well. So I like Robbie Ray quite a bit, especially when it comes to tournaments. The way hitting is going these days, like, you want that 30-point pitcher, sure. There ain't a bunch of Jacob deGroms out there. So if Robbie Ray can go put up 20 to 25 points at very low ownership, that's going to be tremendous. That's going to be one way to be very, very different on this slate. So Robbie Ray is really, really solid. Walker Buehler, don't mind him. Giants bats have been good. Giants bats have been very good. Buehler's been getting better and better each time out there. Got beat up a little bit by Chicago this last time out, but overall has been pitching pretty well. He's faced the Giants twice this year. It's just a strikeout thing with him. And this last time out, at least he struck out 6, even though the Cubs got to him. He has 5 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts. It's just a matter of if you get the strikeouts, and he hasn't been able to strike out the Giants so far. So if you want to go Buehler, you can. I'd rather pay the 200 more to go to Robbie Ray, or I'd rather go all the way up to Woodruff. Buehler's still a very strong play, don't get me wrong, but Ray and Woodruff I'd prefer over Buehler. And honestly, I'd rather save $400 and go to Jose Urquidy at home against the Baltimore Orioles. He faced Baltimore in Baltimore's last time out, 7 shutout with 6 Ks for nearly 30 DK points. He's thrown 7 innings and 3 straight starts, 300 runs or less, 5 or more Ks in each start, 22 or more DK points in each start. He's been electric, folks. He's been very, very good, especially since coming off, bouncing back from the IL. He's been outstanding. And he gets this Baltimore team yet again that did well as a team against Houston on Monday night. It was 3-2 going into the ninth last time I saw, but still only 3 runs, not the world beater type stuff. You got Urquidy. This is a great spot. Baltimore striking out 24% of the time versus righties with a 230 average and a 92 WRC plus. So yeah, if you can get some Jose Urquidy at 9,900 bucks, I like that one quite a bit off the Bueller pivot. So Bueller right now, like if I'm playing 20 lineups, I'll have a couple Bueller for sure. If I'm making, you know, 3 max single, Bueller's not on my list. I like Ray as a great pivot. I like Urquidy quite a bit. And I like Woodruff if you're going all the way up here. I think those are great angles to go at on this slate. Trevor Rogers, $9,700 at the Philadelphia Phillies. He got beat up his last round. He's been very, very good this year. I think I'm going to pass on the $9,700 price tag. Like, I get it. He's been very good. It's Philly. They're sneaky good. You got to watch out a bit for them. But they're not striking out a ton, less than 19% of the time over the last month, hitting 296 with a 198 ISO and a 133 WRC plus versus lefties. Philadelphia has been crushing left-handed pitching. So I'm going to pass on Trevor Rogers on this one. Again, Urquidy's $200 more. Go up to Robbie Ray if you need to. Or if you want a contrarian play, Kevin Gausman at $9,600 bucks at the Dodgers. A lot of people don't like to put pitchers against the Dodgers. We were on Disco to be different on Monday. So far, he's gone 3. And it seemed like he it's the fourth inning as I record. He gave a back-to-back homers to start the game. It looked like it was going to be a roller coaster ride again. He's managed to get things together, and it looks like he might put together a decent start. Gossman's much, much better than that, obviously. He threw 6 shutout with 7 Ks against the Dodgers back on May 30th for 30 DK points. He has 27 or more DK points in eight of his last 9 starts. 27 or more. Like, we're talking about, there's not a lot of Groms out there. Kevin Gossman's as close as you're going to get these days. And it's a Dodgers team he knows very, very good offensively. There's no hiding that one. But striking out 20% of the time, 244 average, 172 ISO, 116 WRC+, plus, all versus righties over the last month. Very, very good stuff. But at 9,600 on a tournament, I like Gossman quite a bit. Like, if you can go Gossman or Keedy or Ray, one of those three, those are some great tournament plays right there. I like them quite a bit. I think Gossman or Ray would be relatively low-owned as well. So I think you can get some real it's a 15-game slate, so ownership is going to be pretty spread out as it is. But Gossman won't be very popular. Ray shouldn't be very popular at 10-5. Or Kitty might be at 99. I wouldn't be surprised if he is. It is Baltimore after all, and he has sliced and diced him his last time out. But like a Gossman-Ray combo could be such low ownership for two guys that could put up 25-plus each. If things go right, these guys can get you 50 to 60-point head start with their pitching, which would be absolutely outstanding. All right, a few other options on this slate, though. We can save some cash here. If you want to go Chucky Morton at 88, you can. He's always tournament viable. Those last 2 starts, he's gone 7-plus in each and given up 0 earned in each, 7 or more Ks, and he's been outstanding his last 2 starts. Prior to that was a freaking mess, absolute mess. You never knew what you were going to get from Charlie Morton. But if you want to go at 8,800 bucks against the New York Mets, don't hate that one. A Mets team striking out 25.5% of the time versus righties, 224 average, 96 WRC+. Plus. Tournaments only for Morton, never a cash game play. But if you want to go Morton at 88, you can. Problem is, well, he'll come in low-owned because of this. But somehow Giolito was like 10-3, 10-5 on Monday. The game gets rained out. Still facing Minnesota on Tuesday. Somehow he's 8,700 bucks. I don't get it. Gio's a great play. He's a great cash game play now at 8,700 bucks. Like, he's going to be uber, uber chalky and for very good reason. This is it's a ridiculous pricing. If he gets shelled, he gets shelled. So be it. But the pricing is just ludicrous. So Gio at 87, I'm not going to even break that down. It's a great price point. A few others to look at, though. James Kaprielian at 8,000 is an awesome, awesome value on this one. He was pitching great his last time. I just didn't get any Ks at Texas. Struck out 4. But he went 6 solid, 2 runs, pitched really, really well. One of those runs he gave up, I think, in his 6th inning on a solo shot in that one. So he pitched really well prior to that, back-to-back 20-plus point games. He brings a great floor to the game. $8,000 price points, very, very affordable. Texas striking out almost 22% of the time versus righties with a 230 average, 158 ISO, 92 WRC+. Plus. At $8,000, like, really quite a bit as a value arm on this slate to pair up with your Gossmans, your Rays, your Urquidys of the world. So, yeah, Kaprielian very much checks the box. You want to go contrarian with Germán Márquez at 77 in Coors? You can. I always liked playing him when he was in the 6K range. 77 is a little different now. But if you want to get really weird, you can. Not going to completely hate on that one at 77. You got Jamison Tyon coming off a gym versus Kansas City. Not sure I want to walk in front of the Shohei Ohtani and company. So I'm going to pass on Tyon, as I usually like to target Tyon. I know there's some people that are pretty high on him right now. I'm going to pass, though. I'd rather stack against Tyon than use Tyon. Similar to Giolito getting the price decrease, Kenta Maeda got one as well. Not as bad, but still he went from $7,500 to $7,000. Still at the White Sox. Nothing's changed. Now he's just cheaper, so that floor he brings just brings more upside to us. I like them a lot as my SP2 at $7,500 on Monday. I have zero problem with him as a SP2 at $7,000 on Tuesday. So, I'm not going to go deep into that, but that White Sox offense is cold right now. Lots of swing and miss in that offense. Kenta Maeda has been coming back from the IL, looking much, much better each time out. So Kenta at $7,000 is a nice value. Couple others, you could look at a guy like Caleb Smith at $6,600 against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals seem striking out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching with a 215 average, 0.051 ISO, and a 63 WRC plus the last month versus left-handed pitching. A lot of people aren't Caleb Smith fans, but he's been very, very sneaky good of late. We talked about him on recent Bench with Bubba episodes as streaming options because he's a two-pitch pitcher this week. He's been very good. Six innings, one earned, six Ks his last time out. Prior to that, six innings, one hit, no earned, five Ks. He's just got walk issues, four walks in both starts. But still 18 or more points in those. He has 18 or more DK points in three of his last four starts. He's 6,600 against a St. Louis team that's struggling tremendously versus left-handed pitching. I like him as a punt play at 6,600. Other than that, though, not running to many other punts. So recapping your pitching, like Woodruff's a great play at 11,000. If you want to go Woodruff at 11, knock yourself out. I think it's a really, really, really good play if you're so intrigued. Otherwise, the likes of Robbie Ray at 10.5, or Keady at 99, and Gossman at 96. Love all three of those big time. I think a Ray-Gossman combo could come in very low owned and help you a ton. Giolito at 87 is ridiculous. Like, that's a great play if you want to get there. But I think Morton's a great pivot in that range if you want to play the ownership game. And then your value is Caprillion at 8K, Maeda at 7K, and Caleb Smith at 66. If you're trying to get all the bats, that Caprillion, Maeda, Caleb Smith range, you could use two of those if you want to just punt pitching. But if you want to use one of those with a Gossman, an Urquidy, or a Ray, it still allows you to get tons of bats on a 15-game slate. So tons of value in bats as it is. But when you put one of those even cheaper pitchers with nice 20-plus point upside, Jed's a millionaire. So good stuff there. Let's talk about those bats on this 15-game slate catcher's position for you here. Again, tons of stuff. So if you have questions, if there's guys I missed, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit us up in the Slack chat, and we'll get to you throughout the day tomorrow. If I'm not around, there's tons of great guys chatting it up in there to get each other helped out to build those winning lineups. But guys like Omar Narvaez at $4,700 against Zach Davies, like that one quite a bit. Big-time upside for him against Davies. Sean Murphy had against Fulton Evich. Fulton shut down Oakland his last time out. I'm hoping that lowers Oakland's ownership because I will go right back to the A's against Fulton. We talked about how bad Fulton is, especially versus left-handed pitching, which is how bad in general. Sean Murphy at 46, I like that one quite a bit if you're paying up a catcher. Now, if you're saving some cash at catcher, you can obviously go down and start punting the position. Elias Diaz went deep on Monday. He might get the start at 37 versus DeJong. It'll probably be Nunez, but you never know. Diaz might get the start there. A few others to look at. You have Victor Caratini in Great American Small Park at 3,600 for Santillan. That's a nice upside play. You don't want that one. Ryan Jeffers at 33. Again, if you're fading Giolito, you want the right-handed power. So Jeffers at 33 would be the guy you'd be looking at in his. Jacob Stallings, likely $3,100 in Coors against Marquez if you want a Coors bat. But Jake Rogers for the Tigers, he went deep on Monday. He's 29 versus Mejia. Tigers will be very live as a value again because Mejia just isn't quite doing it. Austin Hedges went deep on Monday. He's been slowly hitting the ball well. He's got double-digit points in two of his last three, seven or more in three straight games. He's 27 versus Jose Urania, so Cleveland will be very live yet again. So you can go that direction. There's Dom Nunez down to 2,400 if he gets to start versus DeJong. That's an uber, uber cheap Colorado play with Dom Nunez at 24. He's quieted down a bunch after that red-hot start, but $2,400 for a Coors Field catcher, tough to pass it up, especially in cash games. It's just one of those cash game plays you just kind of plug and play for you. First base on this slate, Vladito's in play every slate because the dude just hits bombs. Like, that's no hiding that one. Be like Matty Olson versus Fulton at 59 is a very nice pivot off of Vladito. I like that quite a bit. You got Freddie Freeman who's swinging well at 56. I still kind of prefer Vladito in all that mess, but you could definitely go with a Freeman if you want to be a little different. But going down cheaper, Jonathan Scope's always a tournament option against Mejia. Shohei Ohtani, I said he's going deep on Monday. I said it on another show that he's going to go deep in his first at-bat. He went deep in his first, an absolute bomb. He's down. He's $100 cheaper against Jameson Taillon. So Ohtani at 49 is still a great play. Great play. Bobby Bradley, it's like a broken record. In tournaments, in these matchups versus guys like Urania and company, he's a great tournament play, especially a part of a Cleveland stack. So not a one-off per se. I'd probably want him a part of a stack. Like if you're paying 48, pay 100 more for Ohtani. That's kind of where I'd be. But he is intriguing. I see Jake Bronson hitting better over the last few weeks. He's 46 in Coors versus DeJong. I don't mind that one bit. Luke Voit at 45 versus Andrew Heaney, which Andrew Heaney shows up. That's the million-dollar question. But Voit's 45. Carlos Santana went deep on Monday. He's 44. If you want to attack Nick Pivetta, similar to last night, Jared Walsh, he had some nice hits on Monday. You can play Walsh at first base at 44, put Ohtani in the outfield at 49, and get the two top hitters in the Angels for a reasonable price. They're not cheap, but reasonably priced. You can go about it that way. A few others down here, like Nate Lowe, probably not going there. But Joey Votto at 4K versus Blake Snell. Doesn't faze me one bit. If you're stacking Cincinnati, don't forget Votto. Votto went deep on Monday. Guy can rake still to this day. But other cheapies down here, like Josh Fuentes is in Coors. He's first base, third base at 37. He's in play. Mountcastle went deep, but I'm not going against Urquidy in that one. We got Ty France at 34. If you are fading Robbie Ray, that's slightly interesting. But Garrett Cooper at 32 is very nice. Cooper returned from the IL over the weekend, put up a 34-point game on Friday on his return. They just had a pinch hit walk on Saturday and then went 1-for-3 on Sunday. So he went 4-for-7 in his two starts since returning from the aisle with a home run. Monster production. Now you get Vinny V. So that's a nice cheap play for Garrett Cooper at $3,200 first base outfield eligible. Bobby Dalback went deep on Monday. So you can look at him at 32 if you so choose. Ryan O'Hearn, he's fluctuating his first base. Now he's outfield only. Now he's back to first base. He's 2,900 versus Pivetta. If you want to play, he should be the first base. Base option, but he hits in the middle of that Royals lineup. So nice value if you're stacking Kansas City at 2,900. Second base position, you got Altuve. Astros are Astros. Another great spot against Wells in the Baltimore bullpen. But Whit Merrifield had a monster game on Monday. He's 5,700. Ozzie Albies up to 56. Not that value we once loved. Like, honestly, I'd rather play 54 for Semien versus Flexen than play 56 for Albies. But if you're stacking, go do your thing. But down below, like Adam Frazier's only 48 in Coors. Love that. I like Cronenworth and Great American Small Park at 47 quite a bit more. I think Frazier gets the chalkiness because of the Coors, and he's really good. He's earned it. You get Cronenworth and Great American Small Park for $100 less, potentially lower ownership. That's pretty sweet, too. You got Eduardo Escobar at 4,400 versus Carmart. Carmart's on the hill. Y'all know what to do, so have fun with that. Brendan Rodgers is 43. He gets to start for Colorado. It's a nice value. In Coors Field versus DeJong, so another guy to circle if he cracks the lineup. Jonathan India is only 4K versus Snell. That's not too shabby. Polanco for fading Giolito at 4K. This ownership is going to be so spread out. Like on Monday, I mentioned like the Twins could be a nice contrarian stack with 9-game slate. Now you got a 15-game slate. If you want to fade Gio, you can. It's also, he might be even more worth fading on a 15-game slate because at $8,700, he's going to be super popular compared to the 9-game slate where he's kind of priced within the Peraltas and the Hendricks and these other guys who are kind of wavering on who to use to kind of spread out the ownership. Now Gio at $8,700, but it's probably like a chalky SP2. So that's something to think about. If you want to be super contrarian and we see, you know, at 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 Eastern, you know, a couple hours before lock on Tuesday, that Gio's going to be the chalky of the chalk, well, so Minnesota bats, if you're playing in a multi-entry tournament, is in play. Now, if you're playing in a single entry, you don't have to be super contrarian. You can be more cash game oriented with a one or two pivot spot. That's fine. Like, make your cash game lineup, put like a two or three man twin stack in there, and you're going to be super contrarian to begin with. Now, if you're playing in a multi-entry, you might have to go all in. That's a whole different situation. But don't think, we talked about this time and time again in the Slack chat. I mentioned it on the show yesterday. You don't always have to fade the chalk. Like, the example, though, that where it's good to fade the chalk, Monday night, the Yankees and the Astros didn't get there. So all these other teams went to town for you. But at the same time, those days that they go off, we talk about getting different pieces of the chalk or making the rest of your lineup a little different. There's angles to this madness. And so it's always slate dependent. You can't just walk in going, hey, I'm fading the chalk. Like, I guess you can. Some people do that. Works out for you. Great. I will say this much. If you have that mentality all the time, you have to expect to lose a lot. You're going to lose often. And when you do hit, you should hit very high. That's the difference. Instead of kind of min cashing, you might not cash for like 2 to 3 weeks, but when you hit, you're going to hit big. That's the idea behind fading Kachuk. You have to do it all the time. There's got to be a mindset when you're playing. So you have to be able to be like, you know what? I'm lighting my money on fire more often than not. That's just how it's going to be. And not everybody can do that. So something to think about on that little side note there with the Minnesota Twins on Tuesday versus very chalky Lucas Giolito. Again, the Indians will be very, very live on this one. Cesar Hernandez at 39 leading off will be a solid play for you. Jazz Chisholm, Miami. There's a lot to like on this slate. I like Miami versus Vinny V. Jazz Chisholm at 37 because the best part about it, they're not in Miami. They're in Citizen Bank Park in Philly where that ball flies. And it's going to be very warm out there. So Chisholm at 37. Mentioned Brendan Rodgers is 43. That's at second base. You got Garrett Hampson's also second base outfield at 37. He's just not playing a ton. So you have to keep an eye on that. Tony Kemp's only 35, hopefully hitting towards the top of that Oakland lineup. Mark Canha out. He's second base outfield eligible at 35. That's pretty sweet. Ian Happ went deep on Monday. Don't go chasing waterfalls, kids. If you're old enough to know that reference, kudos to you. Josh Rojas, I mentioned him as a nice GPP-type play in your stacks. He went deep on Monday. Same goes for Tuesday. Going up against Carmart, he's only 3,200. He's second base shortstop eligible. Nice value if you're looking to go there. Going below 3K, though, like Joe Panic's always interesting if you're stacking up Toronto a ton. Not a must play, but it's like if you're going super deep contrarian. That's a way, like if Toronto's chalky, you throw a Joe Panic in there and take out one of the chalk pieces, and you're starting to be a little less chalky. That's how that works. Guys like Joe Panic, you know, you got guys like Phillips from Tampa Bay, stuff like that. Those are the plays that make you a little different. All right, let's go to third base position for you here. Jose Ramirez at $5,900. Monster game on Monday. Great spot against Urania on Tuesday. You can go right back to the well on that one. Chapman, if you're stacking Oakland, you're stacking Chapman in that stack. He's crushing baseballs right now. He's 58 hundo. If you're one-offing it, you can save some cash. Or honestly, if you're one-offing it, I'd rather go J-Ram at 59. But otherwise, Chapman at 58 is very solid. Devers is great as well at 55. Josh Donaldson's heating up. If you're fading Julio, right-handed power, Josh Donaldson at $5,400. Like a Brian Hayes and Coors is only 5,100. That's kind of a value, actually, all things considered. So I like that. You got Machado and Great American Small Park at 58. Like most of San Diego's like a couple hundred bucks cheaper than Pittsburgh right now, which is fun because you got Coors Field, you got Great American Small Park, a hot, humid Great American Small Park. It's gonna pop off, folks. Like real quick, let me go back to the totals here. So we mentioned Coors Field. The total was where'd you go, little fella? Well, in Great American Small Park, it's 9.5. We got that going for us. Coors Field, they took it off the board. It was on the board. Oh, no, there it is. I just couldn't. It's 11. So you got a run and a half differential. I wouldn't be shocked if that run and a half disappears somewhere, too. So that's something to keep in mind. Some other third base choices for you here. You know, Wander Franco's there at 47. I ain't paying 47. I'll tell you that much right now. Eduardo Escobar's 44. Yes, you can get on board there. Kevin Biggio, 43. Another cheaper, less owned Toronto piece to the pie. And Kevin Biggio, Flexen's been very good this year, but you know, Toronto is Toronto right now. You just like Toronto, Houston, there's some of these teams you just like, just play them. If you're making multiple lineups, you don't have to go all in, but you can't go full fade either. That's just one of those deals. Eugenio Suarez, $3,800 versus a lefty in Great American Small Park's not too shabby. You got Luis Arias leading off at 37 for Minnesota. Toro had the day off on Monday for Houston. He imagines he's back in the lineup versus the lefty Wells at 36. For a nice little value for you. John Bertie, if you want to go really crazy with Miami's 34. Not sure I'm going that nuts, but he's not a horrible play. He's been actually productive, pretty productive. He was in my waiver wire outfield column as a deep league target this past week. Other than that, though, not a ton of value at the third base position. You got to pay up a little bit at least low threes or higher. Shortstop position now. You got the likes of Trevor Story at 61 and Coors, sure. You got Tatis and Great American Small Park at 60, sure. Like these are all great plays. Ray Turner went deep on Monday, 57. He's in play for sure. It's Rich Hill, though. I'd probably rather have Tatis than Story, but I see the appeal. If you want to go there, you got Correa at 56. You could go those directions. Otherwise, you can save some cash. Like Willie Adames at 46 is intriguing. Dansby Swanson up to 45. That value is left the shop. But Bigra at 43 is a nice look there versus Bueller. Polanco at 4K, talked about him. But Ahmed Rosario, he had another nice day for Cleveland. If you're stacking Cleveland, don't forget about him. He's $3,900. He's hitting second. He's like right between Cesar Hernandez and J-Ram. So there's definitely some nice value to be had with Rosario at 39. Like Gavin Lux, 37. Probably not going there. Probably have Rosario at 39 personally if I'm looking at those two. One of these days, Gleyber Torres has to get going. He's 3,500. Miguel Rojas is 34. Those are both kind of intriguing. But Josh Rojas at 32 is a very nice value going up against Carmart. I like that one quite a bit if you're looking for some savings at the shortstop position. Other than that, like, you got Paul Young at 38. He just can't hit the broadside of a barn right now. But if you're 28, if you're looking for a major value, sure, he just ain't doing it right now. Going to the outfield, you got Acuña at 63, Soto at 62, Yordan at 61, all the studs. You got Stanton, who hit a missile on Monday. He's 59. Pay up if you want. Like, Whit Merrifield, I love at 57 because he brings such a great floor with the upside. The other guy's got the home run, double dong upside. Merrifield could do with a little bit of everything. So that's why I like him quite a bit. You got Aaron Judge off a dud evening, so that could be a nice bounce-back spot for him. Bryce Harper can hit lefties just fine, so don't sleep on him if you're stacking Philadelphia. Again, Shohei Ohtani is only $4,900. That's pretty good price tag, all things considered, on this slate. Schwarber's only 48. It is lefty-lefty, but the dude is nuclear hot right now. You got Ramon Laureano hitting cleanup for Oakland. He's 47, so I'm going to keep in mind for you. A few others to get targeted here. You got Starling Marte still only 44 versus Velasquez. Another reason why Miami is a great stack. You got Michael Brantley coming off a dud on Monday. He's 44. He can hit lefties just fine. But Tapia at 43 in Coors is outstanding. We mentioned Kevin Biggio earlier. Again, like, it's a broken record, but the outfield, it's so hard to want to pay up with all these options. Like, even Otani's too cheap. It's like you could start with Otani and move down. But this mid to low fours, there's so many options. Marte, Brantley, Tapia, Biggio. George Springer's still way too cheap. He's $4,200 since coming back. He's been swinging it pretty good overall, so he's a guy you can target as well. Trent Grisham and Great American Small Park's only $4,100. That's not a bad look either. You got Nick Castellanos hit a grand slam on Monday. It is Blake Snell, but Snell, I'm not a Snell fan. And you got Casty at 4K versus a lefty in Great American Small Park, so you can go that route. If you're fading Buehler, you got Lamont Wade Jr., who went deep on Monday off of good old Bauer. He's in play at 4,000. Below the 4K range, though, you got like Joey Gallo's coming in red hot. I like Kaprielian a lot, but Gallo's smoking hot. He had four homers over the weekend. He's got to keep in mind. If you're not using Gio, again, Kepler's only 38. He's an interesting play for you. Brian Reynolds, though, my God, DK did it again. Brian Reynolds hitting third in Coors Field is only $3,700. Every cash lineup should have Brian Reynolds in it. Every single one. Like, do not post a cash lineup for me to tell you if it's good or bad without Brian Reynolds in it, please. Because like, it's going to be hard to answer you without Brian Reynolds in that. So play Brian Reynolds at $3,700. That is a cash game, lock it up situation for you. So play that one, please. A few other ones for you, though, like Conforto. But I still have Brian Reynolds at 37. Just mind-blowing to me. But Hunter Renfroe double-donged on Monday. He's another guy I wrote up this past week in the waiver wire. He's playing really well over like the last 3 to 4 weeks. Really, really well. Power, he's even in for some average. He's $3,600. Ride him while he's hot. He's a very, very streaky hitter. He's got Brad Keller, who you can definitely torch. So ride him while he's hot. That's a good one for you. Gurriel, if you need to stack Toronto, he's in play. Tony Kemp, again, 35. I like that one quite a bit. We talked about him already. Don't go back to Ian Happ. But Harold Ramirez, still only $3,300, had a nice night for you on Monday, got you double-digit points. Garrett Cooper's only 32, which is ridiculously cheap. That's a really good look. Robbie Grossman went deep on Monday. He's 32 versus Mejia. He's hitting third now for Detroit as they move some things around. So I like that one quite a bit, just the way they moved it around. Now he's a little more run production upside there. Jonathan Dodds is only $3,100 if he gets the Colorado start. That's a super cheap Coors play. So I like that. Again, oh, man. Like, we've been stacking Pittsburgh a lot on the show and the Slack chat. We've been stacking them a lot lately, and they've been very productive for us. So we got Brian Reynolds at 37. Gregory Polanco's 3K in Coors. Now, I'm not as in love with Gregory Polanco in cash, but he's a phenomenal tournament play at $3,000 in Coors Field. So he's there for you. Akil Badu's only 3K. I'd rather have Akil Badu in cash over Gregory Polanco at the same price point, because Badu brings on-base skills. He brings the leadoff role. So he can take walks. He'll get you 2 points. He can score runs. So if he walks and scores a run, that's 5 points. If he throws in a stolen base, he got 10. Gregory Polanco is going to have to hit it out of the ballpark more often than not. But he can do like a three-run shot. Next thing you know, boom, he's close to 20 points. So it's like the tomato tomorrow. That's why he's a tournament play, where Badu's more of a cash game play at that 3K range. That's what you're looking at on those. A few other ones down here, though, on the 3Ks and below. There's going to be a lot. Again, see the lineups when they come out. because there'll be a lot of like messed up spots, like Pavin Smith's only 2,600 versus Carmona. If you're stacking Arizona, nice little value in your stack. And that one, Jake Bowers, probably not tonight, but Taylor Ward at 25 is always interesting. You got like Miles Straw down here is cheap. There's lots and lots of plays. Like Newt Barr is still $2,300. He's been a fun conversation piece of late. If you're stacking Detroit, Nomar Mazar hitting the middle of that order is $2,200. Like that's really, really cheap if you're stacking them up. Same with David Peralta, he's 2,100. Josh Reddick's 2,100. Both hitting in the middle of that Arizona lineup versus Carmart. So lots of ways to go if you want to be a little creative in your Arizona stacks. Okay, recapping the pitching real quick on this slate. Woodruff is a great play. I'm not going to say don't use him. He's 11K. He's a great play. I'd rather, like, Woodruff's a great cash game play. But if I want to be tournament difference, like Woodruff, you can still use him in a tournament. Like, I'm not talking down about Woodruff. If it's your guy, go for it. If you want to go for the ownership differences, Robbie Ray at 10-5 at home against Seattle is very, very enticing. Jose Urquidy at 99, and then Kevin Gausman at 96. Like, that Gausman-Ray combo could be super low owned, and in reality could get you anywhere from 50 to 60 something points if they're both on, and that is outstanding at low ownership. So you got that going for you. You got Gio at 87 is outstanding, with Morton in the 88 is a nice tournament pivot as well. I like Caprillion at 8,000. He'll probably get overlooked a bit because he wasn't over the moon great against Texas. He just didn't strike any guys out. He pitched really well. So Caprillion at 8K I like. And then your values, you got Kenta Maeda's at 7K. That's really nice for an SP2. And Caleb Smith at $8,600. Both really are $6,600. Both strong plays there. All right. So if you're talking stacks now, Miami versus Vinny V is a very nice contrarian low-owned stack. Cooper, Marte, Chisholm. If you want to go deeper than that, we could look at the Duvalls, the Aguilars, and come and see what the lineup looks like. But Marte, Cooper, Chisholm's the top three for me in that stack. Other stacks, you know, Yankees versus Heaney. I'm always a fan of Faden Heaney if you're feeling frisky. No problem with that at all. Toronto's always in play for you. You can go there. Just remember, try to be a little contrarian. Thing is, 15-game slate with Coors in play, they won't be as popular. So you might not have to worry about it as much. So think about that. But I mentioned like the Biggios, the Panics. Those guys can help make you a little different. Love San Diego and Cincinnati. Like San Diego and Great American Small Park's great. Cincinnati's nice contrarian play because I'm not a Blake Snell fan. I think he's not good. But San Diego, you know, Santillan threw great in his last start, really surprised some people. But those boys in a warm, humid Great American Small Park is very, very enticing. So somewhere to go there. Boston versus Brad Keller is another good one. Don't forget Hunter Renfroe coming low-owned. Doubled on Monday. He's been playing great of late. Talked about him in some articles and some recent stuff. He's been playing really, really well. You can go back to Detroit and Cleveland. Both value stacks. I like Cleveland more. Just like Monday, they tore it up. They should tear it up again against Urania. At the same time, he is not good. So Detroit should get theirs as well. But that Cleveland stack should be super productive. J-Ram, Harold Ramirez, Rosario, Hernandez, Eddie Rosario is still cheap and very, very good hit and cleanup. Don't sleep on Eddie. They all came. Like J-Ram was popular, but the rest were all very, very low owned. So Cleveland's another good one for you. 15 games later, there's going to be tons of stacks, folks. If you want to be contrarian with Minnesota versus Chicago White Sox, Donaldson, Sano be my first. Donaldson, Cruz would be my first two plays. Mix and match from there. Houston's a great play versus Baltimore. You don't need my help there. That's easy stuff. Arizona against Carmart, you can go that way. Again, there's a lot of value to be had there, too. I mentioned Peralta, Reddick, Pavin Smith. Why am I blanking on? Josh Rojas. Lots of value there with Arizona. Pittsburgh at Colorado. Like, you got the cheap Colorado guys. You got Daza, Fuentes, Tapia, Reynolds, or Rogers, Hampson, all very cheap. Pittsburgh. Gregory Polanco's 3K. He's a definite piece in your stacks. And Brian Reynolds, folks, $3,700. What are you going to do? Play him everywhere. Everywhere. And the other guys aren't that expensive either. Like, Pittsburgh's way too cheap. They should be very, very popular. It is against Ron Marquez. It might lower their ownership, which would be very, very nice. Then Oakland versus Folty. I'm going back to that well. I'm hoping they're low-owned because people got ticked off last time. And that could be a great way to go there, too. Get a little late-night West Coast hammer. But that'll do it. Lots going on in this slate. 15-game slate. There's some really good pitching angles to go with. The GPP tournament angles of the pitching we like a lot. The bats should be spread out a bit. So you got that going for you. Keep an eye on that. Like the chalk of the chalks should still be Houston probably. Coors always gets popular. But then there's a lot of great pivots there. And again, if you want to go five-man stacks, you can go five-man. It's a big slate. Usually that's the way you want to go. But you can go like 3-3-2. You can go 4-3, whatever. Like you can do all kinds of different things if you want. And kind of get some mini stacks and try to circulate because there's so many good offensive spots and kind of play like a little home run derby type action. So lots of ways to go. talk about it more in the Slack chat on Tuesday, hit me up there. I'm on Twitter at BDentric if you have any questions there. If you like playing a little DFS with some prop picks, go check out Prize Picks. They're running a $1 million giveaway. I tweeted out the information there, talked about it on Monday's show. If you're new to Prize Picks and you sign up, create an account, use promo code Bubba. They're doing $100 first deposit up to $100 match. First deposit match. Right now, you can go to Bubba, sign up, they'll hook you up with all that good stuff. And I put those picks in the Slack chat, in the Prize Picks Slack chat room. If you give a rate and review to the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, appreciate it. Also, season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba. Check that out Tuesdays and Thursdays on this Tuesday recording with Draft Cheats. That'll be a fun one there. But good luck, everybody. Fun, loaded Tuesday slate. This was your MLB DFS Quick Hits Tuesday, June 29th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.